Hi, Nolan Johnson here with iConnect 007. This morning I'm speaking with Mike Hill, an industry consultant with MillQ Consulting. Mike, welcome.
Thank you.
Saturday afternoon was the successful launch of the SpaceX manned mission after a delay from the original Wednesday launch date. We wanted to get on the line with you and chat about that event and get a sense for the Mil-Aero perspective on that from your seat. What do you see as the significance of a private enterprise lift vehicle carrying humans to the ISS?
It's huge. It's, private versus government gives us the funding process is much faster, maybe 100 times faster than NASA and the government. The decision processes on how to do different things is faster. Cost efficiency, I think, is going to be at least 10 times better. I mean, we saved $50 million this weekend by not going with the Russians, so that's already a big number on the first thing. But I think maybe the biggest benefit is this out-of-box thinking, with Elon Musk and Boeing and et cetera, thinking out of the box, they're creating new technologies, new markets. I think, for example, that reusing the launch rocket by landing in a vertical position on a moving boat, I think NASA would have said that was impossible. So these guys made it happen. And so I think that's amazing. Then I think this America's interest in space travel, and maybe the best part, kids interested in space and technology, makes the next people for the next 10 or 20 years are going to be very interested in space and joining the effort. So, and I have to say kudos to Russia for coordinating space travel for the last 10 years.
Yeah, that is true. So how does the Mil-Aero electronics industry benefit from these sorts of events?
It's going to be, years to decades of benefits, with man in space and man to the moon and then maybe man to Mars. It's going to require multiple, electronics for Mil-Aero space. So I think this, the space evolution most likely will create some new technologies, maybe some new materials and electronics and other components. So it's going to be quite a long-term positive effect. Now there's some special space requirements that have been, even higher than the military requirements and hard to manufacture. And I don't know how this change is going to affect those. We may find it doesn't matter. Some of those things may change, lessen or may increase. I don't know in some cases, but it's going to be very good for the Mil-Aerospace sector.
Okay. Mike, some wags say that Elon Musk right now has more of a space force than the U.S. government. That's clearly meant as a joke, but what do you think the impact is on the U.S. government space program?
Yeah, it is an interesting statement. It's probably somewhat true today. There's certainly a different perspective when profit is added as a driving force versus just exploring our universe. And and I expect that Elon and the others will complement the military force. The Space Force quite well, and I think it just adds some other dimensions to the Space Force and in a positive way.
Just to close us up, Mike, then your personal thoughts on the opportunities that all of this might open up for access to space?
Yeah, Nolan, I think it's just really a game changer. As costs come down and reliability is improved, there's just no telling what we can do. I think, for example, I expect one of our grandkids yours or I will have a space experience, and it's just no telling what's all going to happen, but it's just really a game changer, and really we're going to have the technology improvements over time are going to increase exponentially.
Great. Mike, thanks for taking the time to speak with us today. I appreciate you getting on the call.
No problem, Nolan. Appreciate it.
Once again, this is Nolan Johnson with iConnect 007. I've been speaking with Mike Hill. He's an industry consultant at MillQ Consulting. Thanks for listening.